I'd like to call the April 11, 2023 town meeting to order. We have Commissioner Wood, Commissioner Mahan, Commissioner Reinhart, and myself present. If we could stand to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and if I could abstain to lead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is that to play ball?
Didn't get to play ball.
No, let's start your ring.
Approval of the minutes. I do have one thing, because of what was said at our last meeting, is it? That I cannot be part of the Chesapeake Science.
Legal at work needs me to have meeting minutes that says that I said all that. Yeah. So it goes into my packet. So where it has,
where is it?
Yeah, under new business, the first thing. I just need it to be added that I cannot vote on it. I cannot talk about it. I cannot discuss it. I can't go to any of the meetings. And I can, what was the other part of it?
You can't have anything.
I can't do anything, period. I can't.
So you can't be part of it legally, can't vote, can't discuss, can't attend the meetings, and what else?
I have to recuse myself from everything.
Yeah. Did you say no vote?
No vote.
Also,
I have vote there.
Okay.
I have to recuse myself from everything. And it does say in here right now that I abstained, but it has specifically say that. And I have to send them meeting notes
to you.
You can't be part of it legally, can't vote, can't discuss, can't attend the meetings, and recuse yourself from everything.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. I had a big long talk with legal on Thursday about
it. You want to keep it right. I pretty much tried to keep you out of the minutes altogether on that, but I did say that you abstained. So
I have that part of it. Yeah. I have to, yeah. It has to be added so that it is in my file
so
at work.
You want me to add it to last month's meeting. Okay.
That's okay. I know I said it. I just need it added to the meeting minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
So then once that change is made, it'll be on the next meeting agenda for adoption, for approval.
Right.
Well, we can approve with that amendment.
For that.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve with that amendment.
Oh, sorry for being
no,
so
that's fine.
Quite understand. Not losing a job over that.
And it was decided that I will not be going to the meeting even to be representing the garrison because of the conflict.
Keep it fair.
Okay.
You can listen to the minutes later.
Did the vote on the change of the minutes?
Yeah, so there was a motion and a second. Is all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Yes.
Okay. Accounts payable.
This month is, or this meeting is $67,682.62. The two notable expenses are $9,950 for bay restoration. That's going to the Comptroller of Maryland. And then $15,000 for LB Water Services. Those are the two that stand out most. The rest of them seem general expenses and generally under a couple of thousand dollars would be the highest. And that's for the water meters and the equipment to switch over the water meters.
That's a firefighter credit.
That's the tax thing. If they have so many hours over there or they're life members,
like 150 hours or something,
something like that, then they get, the town gives them $80. I think and that's what we were doing. That's what we've done in the past.
We do that every year. We get a list of firefighters who volunteer more than 150 hours. And if they're a town resident.
Town resident,
yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
And what was the
final total on that? 67?
It's 67,628.62.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, was there any further discussion about the accounts payable?
Yeah, did we only have two firefighters that made that?
No, there's like many.
There's how many?
I think there's like eight.
Eight?
I think there are.
Wow. I just would have liked to have known how many, because those guys, I mean, they're running short, and the ones that are putting that many hours in should have been, you know, possibly given something else.
Commendation
besides,
or something. Yeah.
It would have been nice to know how many.
Been done for years.
Oh, I know. That's what we keep hearing. This is what's been done for years.
Yeah, it's some sort of document.
I don't know.
Document.
Is that something that the state has, or is it something that we can change?
As far as the rate, I had asked the fire chief that.
Because I don't think I've ever known how it's determined.
I don't believe it is related to the state. We could change it. From what we discussed, it's changeable.
Mm-hmm.
If you think, in addition to checks, a proclamation should be done for that effect, I mean, to do something like that too.
It's a lot of hours for what these kids volunteer for, and it's not easy anymore to become a volunteer fireman or a volunteer firefighter. Years ago, it was easy. Per se. Now all of a sudden you're going through 6 months, 8 months worth of training. That's just to drive. Because I know they were so short, I was going to go over and start driving. No, not for the hours that you've got to put in anymore.
Right.
You know, and some people are foolish and T status lapse, and like me, and I'm not going back through all that. And to get these kids involved and interested in it anymore, it's hard to get a volunteers. Every company in this county is short.
And then their work schedules change, and then they have to put off the fire department. Yeah.
You know, and fire companies in this county are hurting right now. I just think for these kids that are on this paper here, it should have been able, this person, this person, this person, and this person got this. And we should have been able to do something else for them, at least a piece of paper, even that said thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all. Yeah. That is just.
You guys want to see a list of names?
I thought it would be nice, but I mean, I'm reading them now when I went back to it.
Okay, no.
But I make a second to approve the.
We can do that. We can still do that.
Yeah. I kind of went off on a thing, but I make a second to approve the budget. The money. I forget the amount now. It was $67,628.62.
First motion to okay.
I think we'll do motion.
Oh, I'll make the motion then. I thought I was the second.
Motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Okay. And are we doing anything with firefighter credit looking into it, or what are we doing?
I mean, could we do something like give them all a gift card to the Wellwood or something as a token of our appreciation? You know, so I mean, you know, it's
anything other than just here's a check.
But yeah,
and I don't want to say the amount out loud.
Right.
So I mean, it's part of our budget, so people should know it. But I mean, for the time put in, that's kind of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If it was your house or your kid choking, your parent pet dead on the floor, and they're bringing them back because they know CPR and they got the ambulance there in time and all this stuff. I mean, that would be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to think about it and bring it up at the next one? Okay.
Anybody else have any ideas?
Yeah, no, I think
it's definitely something that should be done.
Like, yeah.
I don't want to be the only one.
Maybe a couple different things that they might be interested in.
Right, yeah.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, I could do that. I could reach out to the fire company and
see what they would be
interested in. See what they think would be
And bring that up for the next meeting.
And I'll try to talk to Jason too and see what he thinks they would want or like.
Things. Yeah.
You know. All right.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
It's fine. No, that's a good thing to bring up. I'm in agreement with that. I told you I come from a town that the fire company was huge.
Yeah. Up in Aetna. Aetna's pretty big too. So it's not like, but we were little at one time.
I grew up in southern end of Lancaster County. Yeah. So. Old business. This whole thing about the town banners and the cost change. And to kind of give it an overview, our sales rep was going back and forth with everything that was going on and actually priced us for the vinyl banners, not for
the other one.
And Brian, we got this at the last meeting, but I was like, this is too confusing what she sent. And I asked for it to get more information to be put onto this one. Yeah. So, it's still kind of confusing, so I'm hoping Brian, the way she did it, I just want to make sure.
It's not that confusing. It's just, it was the type, the marine acrylic versus the vinyl fabric. It was the fabric type, which is the difference in the cost, but it was also these, the way she explained it was that there's four colors for the marine acrylic, and it could be screen printed, whereas the vinyl only needed one.
Right.
So that's the additional costs that are on there.
But how much more is it? That's what I wanted to know.
Well, I can do the math quick.
3,000.
3,000-ish?
Yeah.
3,000.
Because the last thing I saw, it wasn't really.
70.
Yeah.
23 cents.
Uh-huh. And 23. For.
26.
Rob and Richard, to put that in perspective, we're getting commercial grade stuff. The Seahorse
Brigade
that we have, they were bought back in the 90s and they're still working. So yeah.
If we get quality stuff,
it'll last a long time.
To restring the lights.
I know it was once when I was on there before.
Twice now. Steve restrung them for us.
And I think the difference between the vinyl and the sailcloth type banners was like 5 years.
No.
I think that the others, the cloth ones were the marine banners.
As far as life,
it's going to be 15. I think 15 versus maybe 10.
Yeah.
So I meant the difference was 5 years.
It's worth the difference.
Yeah, for $3,000. Yeah.
Okay.
When you're putting this many up.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think, again, to bring us together and because of the fact that there are still many people that are over in the development that do not think that they're part of Charlestown because they have a Northeast address, which is not our,
not our doing.
That was the postmaster. That's just my opinion, but anybody else?
I'm constantly talking to the folks over there because Terry lives there and I'm over there all the time. And they're like, well, you have a Northeast address. How did you get to become commissioner? And I said, because I got annexed in, same way you guys are.
Right.
The Northeast police are our cops. No, they're not. You know, I even get told Charlestown Crossing will talk on Facebook and all. And they're like, oh, well, we call Northeast. I said, I hope not.
Yeah,
I said, because, and then you go, yeah, nobody ever answers there. And I was like, that's a good reason why, because they're out by the sheriff's office. And they're like, well, there are cops. I said, no, they're not. Well, how do you know this? I said, because I live with one.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, I said, yeah, I've been married to him for almost 30 years now. I said, I guarantee you, he's not your cop. And then they're like, well, so what do we do? I said, you guys call the state police or the sheriff's office, whichever one you want to use.
Right.
I said, and you guys with us in Cool Springs, you're ours. I said, but you can always call the state police or the sheriff's office. And they're like, well, what about Northeast? I said, no, don't call them. You know, like they can't help you.
Well, 911 helping you with it.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, and they're like, well, they don't always. I said, I don't want to know. But they don't know. And like when we had our things last year, we made sure to go over there and put signs up for them.
Right.
And we made extras just for that, yes. So that they felt included over
right.
here.
Right.
And they're starting to feel a little better about that. But they still, and then we had all the new people on the backside move in.
Right.
And thankfully, that's where Terry moved, was back there in Tarpon. Right. Okay. So I get to drive all the way through.
Yeah.
So I personally think with the winds that we're feeling this year.
Yeah.
Anybody else notice that?
Yeah.
The winds are horrible this year.
Yeah.
And that we're not even into the season yet.
Right. Yeah.
Guys,
make a motion to spend the additional $3,000 to get the higher quality banners that will last longer and be more value for the money.
Yes, I second that motion to spend the $20,253.56 on the marine acrylic banners versus the vinyl.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carry. Park Ranger job ad. Did you look at that, Lou?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Was there any recommendation for it?
No, just I talked to Brian a little bit about it, and I guess these are your notes, what we were talking about a little
bit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The on-call option.
Yeah.
You'll see in the job ad, you know, we were thinking Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
On average, 15 hours.
Right.
But they could vary.
But the hours could vary. Mm-hmm. I mean, we should be more explicit in the job ad mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah.
As well as also being on call.
Right.
You know, if we, a lot of times education or enforcement can happen and catch somebody in the act.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's nice to be able to have that option to spring into action and respond. Yeah, I don't know if it'll always work.
But sometimes if they're local, if we have mm-hmm. people like Terry who's local and the folks can call her and say, hey, this guy just literally parked his car in the handicap spot down here. Can you please come out and handle this? Sure. Be right there.
And, you know, it could be a Monday at 2:00.
Right. I mean, it may not be just on a weekend or just on a, you know, Friday through the we're kind of blocking right, but you know, we're blocking ourselves in again to just the weekend stuff, and then the folks in town don't feel like they're getting anything because all of a sudden, nothing ever happens during the week. Baloney.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I was talking about the on call.
And what was the other one?
What was the other one?
The other one, you know, other than being flexible hours and the on call option was time frame.
Yeah.
You know, last year we said May to September.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, I don't think we brought somebody on. I guess it was about the first or second week of May. And then the last Ranger shift was the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
And here with the weather being so nice,
I'm
thinking, we could have used the park ranger last week.
Last week and the week before
that. Right,
So just as far as that time frame goes,
mm-hmm.
to talk about.
We were packed.
I know, we've been getting busy.
Yeah, we were packed. And we've already had the complaints.
What would be the descriptor for that? I mean, how would you, because it's one thing to have a start date, but how do you?
Well, that would fit into the on call.
Yeah, right.
That would be kind of part of the.
So it would be definitely from this time to this time,
and with,
but possible
on possibility,
being on call from such a date till this date.
Right.
There would be a possibility of
depending
being
on weather call. And yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they would, read that in advance.
Yeah, because there could be some sort of event that isn't necessarily tied to the weather.
And that's why we also talked about the time varying. It could be that, you know, like Night Out Against Crime is not on a weekend night.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a Tuesday.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do? Not have them there? No, we're going to want them there.
Like this year, the 4th of July is on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be Monday is when the fireworks go off. That it'll be down there. So
yes, we'll be, you know, because July 3rd is when they set them off at Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? That's when we have them too then.
Okay.
You know. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to lock ourselves into a time set. And I think we need to get that out to them and let them know that.
And I do agree that the park ranger with the presence is helping.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it helped a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I wasn't here the year before, but from what I
can tell. Right. Well, last year was the first year that we had.
But I wasn't here in town to notice the
difference. Oh, believe me.
Yeah, the before and after.
Yeah.
That's what it was. But it seemed like good. It worked real well.
Mm-hmm.
So, monetary, what are we talking about an hour?
We were thinking the same salary range,
mm-hmm.
17 to 19, depending on qualification.
Okay.
Bet you know who that is.
But yeah, I mean, the last sentence in the job ad, it says the position is part-time. We work approximately 15 hours a week on Friday evenings, Saturdays and Sundays, seasonal from May through September. And then there's the salary range. I mean, that second to last sentence, we could say maybe it could still be work approximately 15 hours a week.
What are the qualifiers for the salary range? What would signify somebody that's only worth $17 versus somebody that's worth $19? What?
It's interview score. That's the main.
Okay. Yeah,
background.
I'm not second guessing it. I just want to know what the criteria is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Background interview. Any, you know, did they have any reference? Did they have mm-hmm. any, you know, anything going into this?
Right.
Or anything? Background with people? I'm not even talking about law enforcement background. Right. I'm talking about people background. You don't want somebody down there who's going to be, you know,
this is what's going to be doing. And,
you know, you need somebody who's people person.
Right.
Did you have a hard time finding people and keeping them?
Yes.
Last year,
we kept the one person the entire time. She stayed the entire time.
What was that rate?
I wasn't part of that. I didn't. No. I had to abstain from that.
It was right in the middle.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm just thinking, I don't know if it'd be worth it or not. Just they start off the first at 17, and then after 30 days, 18,
the potential
then
after of, the
next
yeah.
30 days, 19.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get into that.
Scale.
I don't
yeah.
know. Obviously,
I don't know if it would entice them to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just trying to think of something to maybe to.
Yeah.
Draw
that there. Sounds. I like that.
Yeah.
And it's ultimately, it would be good to have more than two.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And to have, especially during super soon as the summer really hits, is mm-hmm. to have two on each part of the day so that
mm-hmm. yep.
there's opposite ends.
Right.
Right. So yeah, theoretically, yes, mm-hmm. theoretically, it would be good to be able to hire three. I yes. would think at least.
I think three yeah. would be perfect.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Because let's be honest, Terry can't be everywhere right now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, I would love to be able to say, hey, guess what, kid? We got two more coming on board with you.
Right.
She would go.
And maybe the on-call rate is the higher rate when you come in
on-call. On-call should be paid yeah. at a better rate.
With mm-hmm. a minimum of yeah. call-in.
Yeah, yeah with a minimum call-in. It's just like any place else. If you get called in, you get a call-in amount.
You have to make it work
yeah. well.
And based on experience, would Terry be considered the lead person? I mean, is she qualified to have sort of a managerial role?
I think
so. Yeah, good.
With the summers of experience
mm-hmm.
of the position.
Right. So she could be the lead and help train people.
Oh, she could definitely train.
Yeah.
And she did take... And this is only because I know she took the school and stuff because she was a trainer in her previous job. Oh, she was a
yeah.
manager
yeah.
per se. I don't know. I don't think they call that it's school, but she trained mm-hmm. other teachers.
Yeah, right. Okay. I mean, I know she yeah. has a very outgoing personality.
See, that's what we want. We don't really want somebody who's going to come in here and go, I want to go down there and break some heads and stuff. I'm going to tell them what they got to do and everything. It's like, you don't want that. No, yes, we're just like the guy who was just cussing me from one end to the other all the time while he was moving his car. And I was like, have a nice day. Bye. You know, I was like,
yeah, you don't want to
believe it. I was like, you know what? I haven't heard that word since about 15
years. Do we need to make a motion to put that in to advertise that?
I think so.
It's up to you guys.
Well, I think we need to do for the salary.
That's right. I make a motion that we put this in the papers or wherever we're advertising it at, in whichever venue you choose, along with the salary that was just brought up by Mr. Reinhardt.
Okay. With the call-in rate,
yeah,
listed.
Is there an age range?
No, just 18 and over.
High school diploma.
Yeah, I was going to say it has to be at least 18. But, well, some 17-year-olds graduate.
Yeah.
School diploma or
certification. Yeah, so it would have to be. I would like to have 18. 18. I would say 18.
Slightly more adult. Yeah. For some reason,
I think for yeah. Insurance purposes, yeah. We should have 18.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're going to have a call-in rate, and then what was the other? 17 to 19.
Escalating salary.
And yeah, every 30 days they would be
17
evaluated.
19 after evaluation.
Yeah.
Exactly. You want to put a cap on it, because then
you're right.
Yeah.
It's not perpetual.
Yeah. After
you see, okay, because you don't really want to put that. We can tell them that in the interview.
Yeah.
We can explain that. We can just say an escalating.
Well, we can put in there that and there is a call-in rate or yeah. Whatever.
Right.
Okay. So you motioned it. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Brian, the facade improvement grant.
Did we get it again?
Yes.
Yep, we got another $25,000 that we did 3 years ago.
Yay. We didn't get more. She said we were going to get more.
We tried to get more, but the state said no.
Why? Ask her, say, and do the inflection. Because they told us, remember, that when we got into this, a big possibility of we would get more. Because the other ones get buku duckets. I'm just going to be glad that we got
it. I think it's good that we got it for a second round.
I know.
But you're right. I think if we demonstrate that we had enough interest.
Yeah. Okay.
In theory, we could get more. And more. We had a decent amount of interest. We had 15 applicants last time, and we only awarded 4.
Right.
So I think there's enough interest.
Can you discuss what this is for the ones that don't know?
Yeah, facade improvement. It's a grant program. We had developed guidelines 3 years ago when it first started. The funding comes through the Department of Housing and Community Development. Some eligible projects for folks who are interested in the program would be fascia and soffit replacement or repair, door and window replacement repair, porch and step replacement repair, painting, masonry repair.
I can't write that fast.
I'll give you the guideline. Roof repair, as well as removal of historically inappropriate exterior features and finishes, or installation of historically appropriate and or compatible features and finishes. What's ineligible are awnings, landscaping, signage, lighting, and fencing. So that, you know, that gives folks an idea of, you know, if they're thinking of doing improvements on their property. The catch to this is there's a map. I'll share with you now.
Can't share it online, but it's what's called our sustainable community area.
Mm-hmm. You can show it on the camera. You can show it on the camera.
Okay. Yeah, you can put it up on the camera, and then everybody will see it.
You can share what look at too.
One for you guys.
Here. It's the red area.
Okay.
Yeah, the sustainable community area is just the sections of town
right.
In red. So you can see on this map that I have online,
the camera not doing.
It's the historic district is outlined in black. So it's not just the historic district.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. This is brought up at the zoning. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the criteria of that was asked to be changed was because our town is other areas are starting to redo. Mm-hmm. That it not just be centered right here in the middle of town. It right. should be spread out. And there were some other criteria that were point wise what would be done.
Right.
And the other part of this is we don't vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
Other towns come in, they come through, we yeah. give them the list, they go and look at the properties and they rate it. So it's mm-hmm. there is no favoritism, there's no right. names added to it. It's right. just here's the property,
mm-hmm.
which I really think that's pretty cool. That
mm-hmm. Yeah, the system that's in place. Yeah, so just so you guys know, the changes that were made, because we took this to the Historic District Commission and the Planning Commission. Their opinions. The maximum grant award was reduced from 8,300 to 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
In with the thought that it would award more projects.
Okay.
That's what those two boards agreed on.
Okay.
And then on the criteria, it's the last page of the guidelines. Projects are awarded based on how high they score. Owner-occupied properties, last round was 30 points. This round, both boards agreed to reduce it. It was agreed upon at Planning Commission to go down to 20 instead of 30 for owner-occupied.
It does. So from 30, it's what?
It went from 30 to 20.
Oh. The reason part of this was is the point system was over 100.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to change, redistribute numbers. Now, okay.
One category that you guys won't see at all, which was totally removed from the first round of this round, was there was 30 points given
right.
to properties located along four target streets.
Right.
Bladen, Market, Water, and Conestoga.
I was going to say that was on that before. That's gone.
That was
okay.
stricken. But I think Historic recommended reducing those points. Planning Commission said, why not open it up to the whole
okay.
sustainable community area? And then owner contribution, labor, financial for the project. Oh, I'm sorry. Demonstration of the need was given way more points. It went from 20 up to 40.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I like that part.
In part because of the target area.
Mm-hmm.
30 points. So we really had to make up the points other places. Owner contribution, labor, or financial went from 10 points to 20.
Good.
And historically significant structures went from 15 to 20. So that went up a little bit.
And the owner contribution can be
labor,
money. It can mm-hmm. be a little of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the application process, I mean, we'll advertise it widely. We'll come up with a brochure. We'll use our email blast and our website,
mm-hmm.
flyers, or brochures that we'll post around town. We'll give folks enough time. I don't know if you see the date that we proposed in your meeting packet of getting those applications into us with May 19th. We felt like if we started advertising that week, this week, that would give folks 5 weeks to get some stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to give folks more time, let us know. Like I said, I think we'll try real hard to advertise it. Applications, just so you guys know, it typically it's a project description. You need at least two cost estimates.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be from licensed contractors. It could be yourself as one. And
I thought it was. In here, one of the qualifications that it has to be licensed, and you have to.
Not if you're doing the labor yourself.
If you're doing it yourself,
okay. You're allowed to work when you're at home in the state of Maryland, but right. if somebody else works on it.
Yeah.
They're supposed to have a.
I read this earlier today, and I thought there was a thing that you have to furnish the license number if it's a licensed contractor. Did I?
I think it's because if you have to have the permits, but it has requests to direct pay to contractor, and I think that's part of what it is. So if you're doing it yourself, I think it's a combination. See, because it has a copy of contractor's home improvement. So if you're using it.
But it
you have to be licensed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even so, if you went to the county, you'd have to have a license. You have to, on the permit, has to have license.
That's the homeowner. Well. The homeowner.
Yes.
And you can do the buddy system, like we're just here as friends. Right. Help knock it out.
Right.
But you definitely don't want to get where.
Because it says on number three, applicant must use a licensed improvement contractor for all work or may elect to work themselves. Mm-hmm. So it's both.
Right.
So if you're using a contractor, they have to be licensed. So it's both. Mm-hmm.
And then I have a question, though, about, now I know it's state money, but it says that you must use the lowest bid. And just from my own experience owning a historic mm-hmm. home, mm-hmm. you can't rely on the lowest bid. You have to go with the best bid for the property.
I think that's with anything, though. Yeah, I'm not going to rely on the lowest bid.
Exactly. I think it's to their discretion, the homeowner's discretion.
If they're putting the bids in, and if they like this, if the lowest bid, I'm just going to say this: if the one bid is $4,500 and the other one's $5,000. The grant's only going to pay the 45, not the 5.
Right.
But that would be up to the homeowners.
Yeah.
But I can double check with Department of Housing and Community Development that specific provision, because I hear you.
Yeah.
That was qualified bidder could be an option.
Qualified, so yes.
If the max value is 5,000,
mm-hmm.
it just can't go over. I mean, it could go over, but this grant's only going to pay.
But yeah.
Right.
So I can clarify that.
Yeah.
Because it's worded in there that it's pretty explicit. Grant mm-hmm. funds provided will be for the lowest estimate submitted with the application. That could be a state requirement, but I'll double check.
Mm-hmm.
But it says lowest one accepted with the application. So if you only turn that one in with the application, that would be the lowest one.
Well, you have to turn in two.
Two.
That's part of the application.
Well, so pick the highest.
Lowest project and estimate will receive
the grant fund. One, and then one higher than it, turn those two in. So
they'll only pay for the lowest.
It says number one, grant funds, lowest project estimate will receive the grant fund. So if you're doing it yourself.
Yeah, so you get one that's higher than the one that you want, and you turn those in.
Why that happens?
What? That happens? That's what he just said. What?
Just saying.
Does not.
Okay.
I'll clarify that one.
I believe it's happened before.
So is there any further discussion or if there is a motion to, after finding that one thing out, so we can get this out so that residents will have time to look for what they need to?
No. Jessica, we don't need a motion for that, do we? For him to look that up?
Well, we need to get it out before our next meeting.
What do you want a motion for the facade grant?
Yeah, for the guidelines to go out.
Okay, I make a motion for the facade grant to go out and Brian look up the, make sure that we can get that taken care of in reference to the lowest bid.
Got it.
Is there a second?
My second.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. The next three. Brian and I have been talking. And I'm going to kind of show on this map over here. Can you share your screen? Okay. This map over here, the center map. We have some town property that is not actually listed in the tax assessment. Okay. And one of them could become landlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Over here is one of them. And we own this little piece of property over here next to Avalon where the that shed is.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're not using the shed. But
This, I believe, might be the only way to get into that property. But when you look this property up, it is not on the tax assessment that is the town property. Okay. We need to have this. These three properties are all kind of linked, and I'm not asking for the vote right now. I just kind of want to give an explanation, and Brian chime in if I'm off. Okay. But we need to get them surveyed and kind of put that they really are our property. We know it is, but we don't want it to become landlocked. And that way we know that. I think this is the only way into that one. Over here, where is it? After back behind Chesapeake and Charlestown Place that goes out to Carpenter's Point Road. This is all town property back here. It could become a walking area back in here. I don't want to get rid of the trees because we need to keep that. But this is a huge piece of property that could become a park.
How many acres? Enough
volunteers without spending money, we can clear the down trees, we can make trails back in here without disturbing any wetlands or anything. But my thing is, we don't know exactly where this is either. And if we're thinking where Beach Road, Paper Road goes up here, we think is the actual access to this, but we need to find out for sure that we can access it from the town side and not Carpenter's Point.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask. We can't get to it from Carpenter's Point?
No. We can.
Oh, okay. We can still.
We can, but we need to find out if we can have an access point on this side so people can walk come in on this side instead of driving out, because it's dangerous to walk out through here into here. And where's the third one?
Tasker Lane.
Oh, yeah. Tasker Lane. I knew. Okay. Down here along the waterfront, we did have the footlong bridge. It was, the survey was done. We do have stakes down there now that shows exactly where the town property is, but we do not have it that goes the whole way over to Tasker, where the riprap is, where people have been walking and all that. People are now moving in. We need to know if this is really our property, that it's always been known to be the property or not. So these are the three things. They kind of all go together. It's open for discussion, but did I miss anything on that?
Only thing I'll chime in there is I think all three locations, if we just hire a title company to do some deed research, that might shed enough light on it that we don't even need to do a survey.
Okay.
You know, the idea is that does the town own it?
Right.
I do like the fact of even for Tasker, we need to have it where it's marked.
Homeowner needs to know what's the town and what's
not.
Yes.
Okay. I've heard many complaints, and I know we talked about it at the thing, but when the footlong bridge was being done, which it is now staked.
Yeah, I can share the.
It is staked now.
It is staked. Yeah.
Okay. Look, it's basically the intersection of Bladen Street and Baldwin Street.
Okay. It stops soon after that. So
it goes into the river.
We're calling this the Tasker Lane.
Tasker Lane Park.
Park or whatever. Okay. Or whatever we want to call it there. But all three of these all have the same thing. And I'm open to this open discussion about what everybody else thinks.
I think we should handle that Tasker Lane one like ASAP.
But I agree with that one. Yes.
Yeah.
Because people walk down through there and there is now people that are saying no.
Yes. Yeah.
This,
yes.
Right. It may be town owned.
Yes.
Up to here.
Right.
Roughly. And that's
well, that was one of the issues that property came before the Board of Appeals.
Yeah,
and I was going to say, didn't that one already come?
I was chairman then.
Yeah.
When I lived on Tasker, going from memory, okay, when this property went up for sale before, it was surveyed. Where that line is going across,
right?
It's about where the pegs were at one time. So the one here on the left, it was further down, and I thought it was kind of weird how it was like angled to go back up and not straight across. So
we just need to figure out.
When they pulled the permits to build that, the county should have a meets and bounds survey that a bank would demand.
Right.
For to even give a loan. Meets and bounds. It's within 3 feet.
Yeah.
They'll have that for sure.
Maybe they do, but for permits, you don't necessarily need a survey. Just to get a permit.
For you to build a home, I promise you, in Cecil County, you have to have a meets and bounds survey. I promise you that.
But it's also, it's not just for that. It's also
going if you out. Wanted to know.
Yeah, for just, that.
For that you pull that, and it's open. I mean, it's open to them. It's just open. And that's just a meets and bounds. It's mm-hmm. within three, it's a 3 or 4 foot either way.
Right. Right now, this particular homeowner wants to build a fence the whole way to the riprap, which I can't.
I figured she did.
It falls 20 feet short of the riprap, but if that's
because the mean high tide line, you can't.
That's what this is. All the way down
this came up with planning commission.
Right.
So this is the plot.
But still, let's get this one taken care of, at least first order of business. Because, yeah, let's face it, we don't have people walking up through the other ones or anything, but this one does. That would be my...
What's the rules to put a fence in for the county?
It's not the county.
It's not the county, it's us.
It's...
we have...
Height limit 6 feet.
Yeah.
And then it's got to be setback 6 inches in from the property.
Right.
Unless you have the property.
Property, the neighbor saying, okay. The
neighbor has to give approval.
Whose responsibility is it to survey the property? It's the homeowner's responsibility to survey their property. That's what I'm getting at. It's the homeowner's responsibility to show us where the property is. We can back it up and find out, but it is their responsibility. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if we are saying no, that's not right, then we have to back it up with what we're saying no to.
But they should also.
They have to present it. Here is my property lines.
And I said that at the meeting.
Yeah.
This is a survey.
Right, and that's our survey.
And if that's the survey, of which I can promise you, it's probably a meets and bounds survey. So.
Yeah.
There needs to be an actual, if you want to do a fence, bring a survey, mark each corner, not a meets and bounds, that's the wording, bring a survey to the town, and then we can look at that.
So the town could require a real survey, make a change to the zoning ordinance.
It still says 6 inches unless the property owner agrees, and it's on the property, so it still would be the property owner.
Oh no, I thought it said not the property owner. I thought it said
adjacent
property. Right, the adjacent property.
If they discuss.
Right.
If they come in and say, "Yeah, I don't have a problem with it being on the property."
Right.
I mean, I'll double check our ordinance, but typically, you just provide a plot plan for a building permit. Doesn't have to be a survey.
Right.
But if there's a disagreement, then there would have to be.
But I think that goes through.
It's usually you guys, the appeal. Disagrees that
They have to take it up to the appeal next.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that if the homeowner wants to do the fence, then the homeowner should remove all doubt. It shouldn't be the town that to remove doubt.
Right. And it would be easier if that was in our ordinance, and I'll double check.
But I don't think
that's the case. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we could change it to say that.
For this particular one, it's not just
it's
the fence.
You're talking about the access way.
There's also two triangles there that we're not sure.
Right. What owns that?
Triangles down along the riprap.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was always told for the past 30 years.
This is the town. That's, yeah.
And generally speaking,
it's never been said, but now we have new property owners that are coming in going, nah.
Right.
So now it's to a point of.
Well, we did a meet years ago. I built a house in Charlestown. Did the plot plan.
Mm-hmm.
Did a meets and bounds survey. That's what the bank requires that. 25 years later, the survey was wrong. The neighbor owned the property. Once they sold that property and they said, we're taking this over, then the survey. I'm just saying there's two different types of surveys.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
That one did have pegs. I don't know if the pegs were put into the ground, but I do know that there were pegs because I mowed that bank forever. For many years when I lived on Tasker.
There's definitely a significant cost difference in mm-hmm. survey mm-hmm. and meets and bounds survey.
Oh, yeah.
For this particular property area, because of it going from where Footlog stops to Tasker, and the fact that people are walking through there, mm-hmm. my opinion is that we do need to mark it. Mm-hmm. And what I thought was eventually is to put a rope type,
mm-hmm. like we have
a pathway
that says that this is the path.
No, Tasker, when you're walking on the beach and you head up there, that is a Tasker right away.
Yes.
Comes mm-hmm. over, even though it looked like an old boat ramp.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to be an old boat ramp. Mm-hmm. We used it lots of times.
Chesapeake has one.
Yeah.
An old one.
Oh, yeah. Down there. Oh, my God. We got 6 trucks stuck out there one time. I have a picture of that one. First one got stuck, then they sent another one, and another one, and another
one. Yeah, that's Chesapeake.
No, they actually have one in Holly Beach, right in the center.
Yeah.
And Chesapeake Road.
Yeah. And
you could actually just back out there also.
Yeah. But so, when the campground is hot, and we've come and use the one in the
with this discussion that's going on for the 3 properties, what I'm hearing for the Tasker Lane sewer easement, sir, do we want to do it and continue it to market because of making sure?
I personally think that would be the way to go right now. I understand what Rob is saying, trying to save the money, count some money on this because of them. But this one, we also have other areas to look at. And that's the only reason why I would say.
And for the other one, possibly do the title search.
Yeah, and do the title search on that. Yeah.
So do the title search on which one? The one down by
the first two? No, the first two.
Okay. Okay.
So is there a motion for any of this?
I make a motion to go ahead and get this one surveyed and taken care of.
Tasker Lane sewer easement.
Before the motion, though, will the survey clarify the right-of-way of the what's considered the new Tasker Lane extension? Because there's a belief by the homeowner that is on her property. And she's told neighbors that they can't park or drive there.
We're going to have to get this taken care of.
I think it'd be,
that's the street.
Yeah.
It is the street, but she believes that the other Tasker Lane is Tasker Lane and that's.
When that was done a long time ago, where the house that you bought, okay, because I lived there.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I know.
Yeah.
The street was actually through you. Where you are.
Right, okay? Exactly.
There was a survey that was done back in the late 90s, 2000s that was determined.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. We're not talking like
no, that. That's what I'm saying. Right. It was the late 90s, early 2000s
mm-hmm.
that Steve got that area surveyed because there was a dispute. And that's when it realized the street was not past where you were, it was actually over where it is.
Yes.
And the telephone pole was actually in the middle of that street, and you got the telephone pole moved.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So that is the street that goes straight down.
I understand that to be.
Yes.
I'm not sure that she's clear about that.
Well,
based on
it is where it is supposed to be now because it wasn't that long ago.
Right.
And she can contact Steve.
Yeah.
And there is a little piece of land that looks like. Beyond, if you look at that map there, beyond the road right away,
mm-hmm.
towards the west, towards the
southwest.
Well, that would be where the sewer pipe is.
The
upper part of it and the beach that's right there.
Mm-hmm.
There is the sewer line extender is sitting right there. This one.
Right.
Is that what the red line is, the silver line?
Yes.
So
I'm getting it. I have pictures.
There we go. There's the sewer.
There's the green. There's the sewer.
Okay, so Brian.
Okay, so what's the red line?
What looks like the
sewer lines.
The what?
The lines, the actual lines. We're talking about these.
The street part that looks
these
like
things.
Above the yellow line.
That's foot long. Here, this is the one we're talking about.
Right.
This is the one we're talking about.
Yeah, the one that was sticking up.
And that's where
this is, and that would be in that little square.
Yeah.
I think because, you know, we're looking at the land to the north of the road right of way, as well as to the south, it would probably be a good idea to mark the road right of way.
Okay.
Just to confirm. I know we have posts down there now.
Yeah.
But that's just.
I think everything should be marked down there once it's done. The survey is done and everything. Everything should be marked. As to, there's no question.
And not just you know, the road right of way, if that's what it does in reality. The land that the town owns could be.
Exactly. Where the land is, where the road
now
is.
Now you're encroaching on my property.
Now we just put you out in the middle of the road. Sorry. We put pontoons on it, Richard, and it will float.
It would also be a good idea, even though you can see it, to mark the deeded sewer line easement.
That's what we were talking about. From where it stops with the foot log to Tasker.
We wanted every single thing that was down there marked. So nobody had any questions anymore about anything. The land for the town, the easement for the sewer line, the roadway. You know, how many other things did we miss there?
Right. And if it's a difference between the easement and what town property is,
right?
Maybe have those put as two different color markers until we can figure out what's going on.
Right.
And it might be
color coded for us. I don't care, you know.
It might be just the fact of I've lived here now 30 years and everybody's went, well, that's town property. And it could be that's what that it is.
Yeah.
But
No.
It's not marked. People are now, new people are moving in. And
just because we've been told this, and I'll go a couple of years past that.
And walking down.
50 years later, and I'm still saying, this is what I was told.
Yesterday, when I was down walking around, even down at Footlog, watching where the markers are, it was kind of interesting. Because the one that's furthest from here is sitting almost on top of the riprap. Is that really where it is that it you have to stay on the riprap, or is it
actually in
where the little fence is that kind of goes back in here? So that's what I'm saying. I don't know. And it's something that I was told this is the way it is.
It's the way it is.
I know.
I mean, there are people that walk the shoreline daily. There are people that have that habit of walking the shoreline, and we need to know what the shoreline is.
What it actually is.
Exactly.
So the motion is to have from
just
Footlog to Tasker.
The survey that was done for Footlog, it might be a good idea for us to use the same surveyor.
Yes,
I think there'd be cost savings there.
I think it would be very cost savings.
They had to do all that research to even get what they had, because I
give them more information,
but I was gonna say give them everything that we have plus what they had too, because I think it would save us a lot. Maybe
I think it would save some.
Okay,
so who's making
the motion?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry,
I think it's discussion time.
It is
It is discussion time.
Mm-hmm.
It's still discussion. Go ahead, Rob.
When you find the survey for Tasker Lane, a lot of the land is in the middle of the roads.
Mm-hmm.
So is it clear what the homeowner needs to buy by at that point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little bit of a legal question.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the price and price plat. It does show the Tasker Lane road. That was 1952, John. It's official.
If someone would provide a survey to dispute that, I think we'd still need additional documentation to support that original survey. But I guess you're onto something. I mean, we have an idea of where the, I think that's how we marked.
Well, because our streets are still 50 feet right away, regardless of what.
It does even include on the price of price plat that little bump out to the southwest there. It shows that.
Called the price and what?
Price and price plat. It was a survey that the town paid for all of the streets.
I'm trying to get it where when you do all this, then everything is the answer, and it's the one time done, and that we don't have to visit that again. We can move
forward. Yes. When the survey was done for Footlog, that was one piece of information that we gave to the surveyor was the price on price for that.
And when we were talking previously, there was a miscommunication between because. It was thought that that street where Footlog went continued along the roadway, okay, on paper. On paper. Yeah. So that's where the survey would go. However, it stops right there where it is right now. So we need to figure out from there to
Tasker.
Especially since it appears to be land outside of the Tasker Lane road right of way and the sewer line easement that could count out.
So we went from Tasker all the way over to Footlog. Yeah. I mean, from Footlog all the way over to Tasker.
And really, if you look at the 1742 plat up there,
you
see a little triangle.
You can see the whole
land. And it doesn't have a lot number.
Yeah.
And it's on the north side of Tasker Lane. It's like, is that it?
A bunch of
that. You got to use that one.
Just so, take it off the wall.
What is the motion now? This is what I'm hearing. What you said.
Yes.
The Tasker Lane sewer easement survey.
Yes.
Is going to be surveyed from Footlog to Tasker.
Yes.
To find out where the easement and where town property is.
Yes.
Okay. The other two, the Calvert and the Beach Road and Carpenter's Point, we're going to do a title search because they're not on the tax records, even though our map shows it's ours.
But we can just do a title search for those.
And we'll see where that goes.
Okay, the Tasker Lane sewer, what survey?
So there was a first, there was a motion. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it.
Who did the first one?
Calvert Shed and Beach Rose is the title we start on.
Right.
I didn't know Calvert Shed was the pre-change.
But like I said, all three kind of tied together. It didn't make sense to talk about each one separately. Okay. Well, back to this. Sheriff's report. Is anybody online about our sheriff's report?
Well, this is the sheriff's agreement.
This is the sheriff's
agreement. Yeah.
Yeah, in your meeting packet, there's a transmittal letter.
I do know there was very little activity in town over the week on this past weekend. I spoke to the patrol officer on Friday night and again on Saturday morning. And then we got the official police on the official document that it's supposed to be. From Sergeant Kalinske.
I'm so sorry. I was reading something.
I will tell you after our conversation, they started walking through the town. So
it's nice out.
We asked for it and pushed it. So I'm glad that is going to start. Because I do remember that when I first moved here. Yeah. And I know things have changed and our town's gotten a little bigger, but they got out of their cars. They walked around the neighborhoods. They knew who people were. Hey, is there anything we need to know? And it was good to know that. And it was the same group. It was like two of them that would walk through the neighborhood. So I do know, going through CSER leadership, when I brought up about why is that not happening, that particular sheriff was more interested in the businesses and not the homeowners. Mm. So I think things have changed now, but just saying. Yes, I said it out loud. That sheriff isn't here on the, is not a sheriff anymore. So
these guys got out last year in Montreal when it was nice mm-hmm. out. When it yeah. became nice out, they would get out and say hi to some of the guys, ladies around here.
We even talked about dogs. That, you know, we do have the golf cart buggy thingy. Yeah. And it, even if they're out running with park rangers or whatever, that might be something too in the mm-hmm. summertime. So that way they can kind of see things and be. Or bicycle. That's well, right. if they do. So the sheriff's agreement.
That's what I was laughing at. It went up again. I
know, everything's going up. Mm. Well, it's also because their rates went up.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
I saw that she posted that this was their rates were going to go up. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Richard?
Well, I mean, I think the $61.09 an hour is what they quoted us in the meeting that we had.
Yes.
So that we sort of were already aware of that. However, what's the total number of hours that we have traditionally been using? Because that will determine. Ultimately, what we
Ryan, pay. Total number of hours that we used last year.
Jeez, I don't know.
For the whole year, well, was it 40 hours in the off season?
Well, 83.
40 hours in the off season, and we did 60 to 80 in the
busy
60
season.
Okay. Busy season.
And how much was budgeted last year?
I thought we had budgeted 78,000.
Yes.
Isn't that an amount?
And how much did we actually use?
60. We'd have to ask Julie that one. We can find out.
I thought it was 83,000 something.
Were we over?
I think so.
I believe we were.
I think so. Over by 3,000 because of the park ranger.
I was park ranger.
Oh, that's part of. Oh, okay.
It should have been separate.
No, but it wasn't.
Well, we can figure it out.
Right.
And if that's the case, then that would make sense. Yeah. If park ranger, because it would be considered under the same category.
Yes, it did go into mine.
I thought we had stuck it under just personnel, park ranger.
I think because a lot of money can go for that because it's still considered.
Yeah.
That type of service. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it went into law enforcement.
And maybe, Lou, you can clarify. One of the questions that I had when I read the contract mm-hmm. is that are we paying for people that volunteer to be here? And if they don't volunteer...
They can't volunteer.
I thought there was something in here where I...
Volunteer.
There's a thing at the very last or something that says...
They sign up.
They sign up.
Right.
That would be volunteering.
Schedule, you mean?
No.
In there was a disclaimer somewhere that I read that
my muscles are tightening up. I apologize. I had to stand up.
There was a disclaimer.
Sometimes, sometimes
if they had no one, we would have no coverage. It seemed like
They have nobody to sign up.
Okay.
Nobody will be here.
Okay.
Right. When they sign up, they
have a sign up sheet
right
up there
at work. Right.
And then the officer will go, okay, I'll do that over time.
Right.
Yeah. But that's not volunteering.
Well, kind of is.
No, it's not.
Isn't it? I mean,
no.
It's
signing up for the overtime.
Right. Well, yes.
That's not volunteering.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they get paid. They get paid, obviously, handsome.
I understand. It's just that
I understand what you're saying, but you both are saying the same
thing. We're saying the same thing. We're just saying it differently.
Yeah.
I do understand.
Yeah, the intent.
The intent. You both are saying the same thing.
Yeah. But, when I get paid that much money, that's not volunteer. Volunteer is like if you have to go out.
Yeah, no, I understand what he's saying. It's above and beyond. So they're volunteering to do overtime. So, but it's not mandatory overtime.
Right. No, what I was interpreting was that if no one signs up, then we don't have coverage.
Right.
So then we're relying only on the sheriff's department. Dispatch.
The state police.
Yeah, state police. Right.
We can also use the state police.
I mean, generally, other than that, and then there was one other. The other comment that I was going to make was that the contention has always been, do we get the reports or how that system? Mm-hmm. Well, they seem to be fulfilling that. But if they don't, I would recommend that we hold off payment till we get the reports that we shouldn't pay an invoice.
I said that a while ago.
We should not pay because we're not getting service. We're not getting the report that we are requesting.
And we're trying. And,
that's part of it. It is part of the contract.
We made it easy.
We did.
Right.
Earlier. Renee and I made it so easy for them to give us reports.
Mm-hmm.
We voted on this,
right?
All they had to do, even if they did, and they had a piece of paper in the car,
mm-hmm.
write down what they did, the times they did it, and when they worked, and put it through the door.
But mm-hmm.
we didn't ask for anything other than that. And we figured if they couldn't get that into Brian and Mary and that in here, then.
Yeah.
You don't know if you're working, and if you can't tell us or give us something that you're working, then
and I think that's what we talked about too. If they get called out, okay, they can email it to Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are only certain times that they should leave this town for a call out, and I thoroughly believe that if an officer is in need of assistance.
Then
everybody's rolling, right?
Yeah.
If the fire company, you know, mm-hmm. needs assistance, get out of town, go help them, you know, anything like that. But come on, there's a traffic stop up here. Hey, I'm going to go back my buddy up here because there's only three cars there. I want to be the fourth car.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's like, no, I'm sorry.
Right.
And I'm driving by it all the time and going, that's my Charlestown car. And 6 cars.
Right.
And it's this little old lady driving it.
Right.
So, Richard, you want to add that into the contract?
I'd like to make that a
if we do not get.
If we don't get. I mean, they've done it for the past two periods. And it's on the official. And I like the idea that it's on an official document. Mm-hmm. Official sheriff's department document rather than something that's handwritten, because that can just be cursory, you know.
Well, what you want though, and this is just my opinion,
okay,
what you want also is something back daily up. That's turned into us
so
when they work,
so you can
because
back
then
so,
oh, you so can you come can in check. At the end of the month and say, hey Brian, do you have those papers or the guys turned in, and Brian and us were going to mm-hmm. put it into the computer,
right?
And then you already have it for the meeting.
Right. So then
the second meeting, we were just going to be discussing things and all.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be sitting there going, oh, wow, what do we got?
Right.
And then when we do get that,
right,
things should add up.
Do the officers have a laptop in the vehicle?
Every single one of them.
They do.
Yes, they do.
Your email?
Yes.
They can't do a daily report before the end of the shift.
That was my point. And guess what? When we asked them, do them activity logs? Nope. So then we made it even simpler. I mean, we have made it just about as simple as we possibly can.
I think
we have relayed that to the sheriff's office. So
yes,
What they added, which is new for this agreement from last year, is the last sentence in number 4. The sheriff's office agrees to provide a completed town report form
mm-hmm.
prepared by deputies during contracted work hours as soon as possible.
That's the language
that they put in there.
And I don't want it to say as soon as possible was going to be my suggestion, is at the end of each shift to be placed in the mail slot. At town hall,
because even if they get called out, they still have to do a nightly report.
Right, and all they got to do is swing back here into Charlestown where they're supposed to be.
And if, well, even if they're not, they have. And that was something we said was if they get called out, it can be emailed to Brian. So
yes. See, I would prefer everything to be email if they can directly do it from the car, because what they were describing to me was that the paper that they use and they print on in the car doesn't hold ink.
It's more of a fax type.
It's more of a
But
yet they can they can write your ticket. They can write their reports.
Yeah,
it seems like that's about the same paper.
Yeah, I know. You know what I mean. But I'm saying, and that's why we even said they have the old time activity logs, and they're on guess what, real paper.
Because I'm becoming more anti paper. So I don't even mind even if it is email that says
let's do it. If they would just do it is the thing.
That's exactly right. The intent to do it needs to be there. I think it's a bit of a barrier.
Daily reports need to be done.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I don't want to hear as soon as possible.
We're not quite there, we're not quite there.
It could just be, you know, provide a town report form prepared by deputies during contracted work hours.
Yes, and not as soon as possible.
Say, like same shift
before
they
before they leave Charlestown, before they physically leave Charlestown.
Well, that might not necessarily.
Because if they get called, end of shift, not end of
Charlestown. Yes, it could be that they are.
No, they have to do shift paperwork
anyway.
Right.
At the end of shift. I'm sorry, but it. I worked it.
Yeah, I mean, you know the details, so.
I have worked this shift. I used to sign up for Charlestown all the time. I would get off at 11 o'clock and work Charlestown from 11 to 3. And Joe would be right out here going, Lillibel. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm working.
And that has been relayed to the sheriff's office too. Like, if that doesn't happen, we don't get the completed town report form at the end of the shift.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to withhold your invoice until you submit it.
Right.
Well, we don't even know then that they have worked it.
If it's not in writing,
right?
It's not in writing. It didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know that whoever was even in this town. It's like, I'm going to come to work and I'm not going to hit my time clock. Right. Then guess what? My boss says you weren't there. You didn't punch the time clock. I can't have somebody else punch my time clock. It's against
the law. We have the capability, Brian. This is kind of a far off thing, but you know, we used to have the thing on the water meters that you read the water meter, and that proves
touch wand.
Do we have that? Do we have any of that technology still around that we could? I mean, it's like they do in factories. It's the watchman has to punch in every step. Do we have any technology that wouldn't be stupidly expensive or would be
we can't even
burdensome?
Give us a piece of paper.
That would prove that, you know.
I think right now, let's just work on
getting these
reports. We made it as easy as possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
I said it before, and I am in agreement with you that if the reports are not submitted, then it has to be in the contract that says we will withhold if reports are not submitted.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we get at that as well.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion, Richard, that you would like to put for that?
I'd like to make a motion that we must get the contact report or the patrol report.
And monthly.
At the end of the shift that, am I saying it correctly? at the end of the shift. And if we don't, we will withhold payment.
And monthly. And yeah.
Yeah. And yes. And monthly, the monthly crime report. Is that correct? Yes. Okay. The monthly crime report. And if we don't get them, then we will withhold payment because they'll be in breach of contract.
Yeah.
So further discussion, if you want to, is there anybody?
That wording may be too harsh, but.
I was thinking, you know, the town will withhold invoices until all reports are submitted. But if you get into breach of contract, that's a different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I would not add the breach of contract.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Personally, but I'm agreement with that.
So I wrote that right into the agreement. I can scan yes. it an email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They fix this and then
yeah.
bring
yes.
it to the next meeting.
Yes.
Yep.
Is there a second to?
I'll second it.
Not breach of contract, yeah. but.
Yeah. I was just going to say something. Just gonna fix it later
yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's fine.
And you second.
I tempered myself.
Any further discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Ayes have it.
Okay. All I was gonna say is the check for them has all of the backup excepting one person did not. So I do have reports accepting for one for that check that's in the folder.
Right.
Good.
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay.
So everybody did do it.
Except number one.
Yes.
Good.
The last thing on the agenda before we go and have a roundtable and then go to public comment is about the Historic District Commission appointment because you resigned, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we only have one person?
And I just found out today we only have one person. But another Historic District Commission member has resigned, Marcy Schneider. So now we need to keep advertising for
somebody else. Okay. Well, so, I would like to nominate Pamela Mahan.
Is there a second?
Not a second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I have to abstain. I guess.
I don't understand. All in favor?
Aye.
And one abstention. So it welcome Pamela to joining the Historic and continue to advertise. Did she say why she resigned? Just that she's resigned. Life. Okay. I would like to next this quick go around the table if there's any discussion, Lou.
No, none. Thank Nothing? You very much.
Nope. Okay. Richard.
What's happening with the video cameras? We talked about them and where are we?
I reached out to Craig.
To Craig, okay.
And he said, Ron, what kind of model camera do you have? I tried like real hard to take mine apart out here on the town hall door.
Right.
And I couldn't get it off so I could give him the model number.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him, I said, I can't get it off. Can you come check it out? He has nothing back.
Right. I mean, because it kind of goes hand in hand with what we were talking about with the sheriff's department. One of the first calls that I got was from Bobby that there was graffiti at the skate park. And that's a great deterrent. Mm-hmm. And that's, in fact, what the sheriff's department basically told us was there's nothing we can do unless we see someone do it. So we need to act on that because I've gotten emails from residents saying, what are you doing about this?
I believe we should get new ones for even down at the ice house since Comcast is not supplying it. Mm-hmm. So we need to get whatever company we need to go to.
Yeah.
And to have it up there. Yes. Because summer is here. Spring is here. So and
where were the places that we were going to put them?
We definitely need them down there.
Town hall in the maintenance department part of the Comcast contract?
Yep. And so is the Avalon building.
So we need to get everything.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to do everything. Yeah. And there's one out back here, right?
I have a quick
lined up.
Yeah.
To convert all those over to a system that can hold 8. So the two more requests were Ice House not looking at the boat ramp, but looking at the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And then one looking at the playground here.
And then the new one, I guess, would be the skate park.
Okay.
The DR8. Hmm.
And Richard, they kids did get a hold of me about the graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them I would, I think I may know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a suspicion.
Right.
Of who's doing it. But I kind of thought about something about going the exact opposite mm. of sending our guys up there all the time to repaint it and everything.
Right.
If you look at some of the larger skateboard parks, and I did in California,
yeah.
Chicago, and then they are all quite graffitied up.
Yeah.
They actually invite local artisans to come and do, they call them artisans,
mm-hmm.
to come and do their graffiti work on the equipment. And I thought, well, I'm going to do some more work on this, and this is why I didn't bring it up tonight. So I apologize. Yeah. And I was going to talk to some of the kids around here and say, okay, I will let you guys do it, but you're going to be local kids only that do it. I'm not going to let some outside kids come in here and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
In charge of policing it, don't.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, their tags will not be covered up. It becomes art to them.
Yeah.
So if I mean, I'm still working on it. I'm still trying to get some information.
Yeah.
And you know, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And maybe it could even be kind of a contest.
Yeah.
And to get it covered up as much as possible all at once.
Yes.
I'm also, I did get one complaint of noise.
Yeah. I got two.
And
by the time I got up there, there was.
Yeah, I got it like the day after. So I was like, I can't.
I got up there that night, but I still.
I got an email that was sent the day after it happened. So they're saying that inside the house can hear them with the music and everything.
Really?
And but it's at 8 o'clock at night. We have a noise ordinance.
And it's, I was going to say, I couldn't do anything about it because it wasn't that loud.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sitting right there in my car or the van. And I'm like, I don't hear them that loud. And I'm like, and I know I can't right there, then it's not going to be loud enough.
I think the skate park's being used.
It is.
Maybe more better than bad.
Yeah.
Good than bad overall.
I mean, it's not so loud that it's like doing this with your windows or anything.
I don't know how it would work or how much it might cost, but maybe it's worth looking into like a sound wall. If it's not,
see, I look at that, if putting that up, they'll jump up on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, the sound walls there.
Parkour.
Yeah,
parkour.
That would be really hardcore because those sound walls.
That's what I was thinking when I heard about this person was saying I want a wall put up, and I right away the first thing I thought was parkour. That you know they're going to be jumping off of it.
No, the sound walls go up to like 14, 15 feet in the air. They're expensive too, though.
I just thought it might be something to look into.
I can look into it since parks is.
Are they saying the music is too loud during the daytime?
Is it? It was like 7:30 at night.
7:30, 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah. So it's not.
But our ordinance, they're not breaking
the law. They're not breaking any law. Right. And they weren't even being bad. It wasn't even like
you can't keep a thumb completely on
exactly
kids, you get a reverse action. We all know that.
I mean, and we gave them some place to use and be good and have a good time in town. And
I do agree with what you said about the art. I want to know more about that. And yeah, I think
me too.
The local ones, I agree. And let it happen.
Yep.
I empathize with the noise a little bit.
That's me too. I don't know
how much a sound ball would cost.
Right.
It could be something that wouldn't get.
You could do the sound. The sound waves. There, it's actually like a sail thing almost. And I don't know how they work, and they're probably super stupid expensive.
That diffuser.
Yes, mm-hmm. Kind of. Like, but if they move like this, and they it makes like.
Something low cost.
Oh, okay. Maybe. Forget that. You know,
I don't know.
But I also, I mean, I do have some sympathy for the person who lives right next to it, but you also have to look at, hello, they moved next to a sports complex. Mm-hmm. We could have kids out there playing softball and soccer every single day too. Ever listened to that? Ever been at the Northeast Little League? They're a whole lot louder. You know, you let the moms call, you know, let the umpire call their kid out. Yeah, so. Right. So, I mean, come on. And I would love to see our fields used.
Yes, yeah.
You know, but.
They were, and that group of parents that were with Northeast are no longer parents of that. So it's something that maybe we can still reach out to Northeast
and
to say, hey, we have practice fields that you can come to.
Right.
So sometimes I think it falls on coaches. And where their players are from.
Right, where the players are from.
Kind of centrally located.
Yeah. And I think it was a softball parents that were up here that were doing it before, but they now have.
Yeah, because I used it when I coached. Grant and I brought our kids
here. The soccer teams are up at the school. So it's something that maybe we reach out to Northeast Little League and say, by the way, we have this field. If there's a team that wants to use it for practice field.
Yeah.
Because ours might not be as wet as what Northeast is.
Yeah. A lot of them are not so great right now.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry. Yep. I didn't mean
to. No. Do you have anything else?
No.
I've had a few people approach me about when the storms come and we get debris up on the beaches.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything we can do?
Have the guys run the thing with the chain behind it and clean them off.
And then is there any resources that we could have or
use? What we used in the past, because I worked in the prisons in Delaware, and then when I was on the board this last time, we used the inmates when we instead of road, they came down here and did that. And we had an MOU or an MOA with them to do that at one time with Cecil. Yeah. And they came down and they, especially that year that we got hit hard.
Oh God.
But it's something that that we could do it more often, that they come down and.
We do have a lot of people during the daytime. Can't get around as easy.
You can
becomes trip hazards, and then when the tide comes back in, it just takes it right back out.
Right.
Used it a long time ago, but I think when I was on the board before, but that was that year that we got the it was super raining every day. Yeah. The dam was open, and
I was gonna say the dam was open
a lot. And all the debris came over here. The past couple of years, it's been going towards Annapolis, but we got hit. So, and we're only at the beginning of rainy season. So, I think it might be good to, I agree that we get to use to contact that.
Yeah.
But I forget what the agreement was. I'm thinking we had to supply lunch.
You have to supply lunch and you have to supply porta potty and stuff.
Yeah.
Porta potty, which we have.
Nominal cost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we don't even have to supply the porta potty anymore because we have them already down there.
But it's something I think we ought to look at so that we keep the beaches.
You know, I was down at MML last summer. I made contact with the Maryland State Penitentiary
Attention. We don't want them.
System.
We want the nicer guys.
Yeah, we want the hard guys.
I mean, when I worked at the prisons in Delaware, they did like Pea Patch Island, did all that. So it's the same premise.
A lot of them want to get out, you know, they're tired.
Yeah,
they want to get out.
They get some work, volunteering thing. It's a
win. We have a diversity of tasks to work on. It's not just beach debris,
right?
Drainage system maintenance. Even exercise and valves in the water system.
Because the maintenance guys are definitely, they have a good bit on their plate.
So that is something that maybe we.
Plenty of work to do.
Could.
Because I had looked into if we ever can get a sign that is out on 7 somewhere that says that we are Charlestown, that they were willing to bring the masons that are inside to come help build it. So that is something else to think about too in the future. But
Clark, I think has all of those guys,
we need to start working with them. All trades, see what trades are there, what they have to offer, not just what the beach cleanup, not the crew, the cleanup crew. See what is offered with that.
Well, see,
to give options.
Clark is, those guys work, and the only way they get to be in Clark is if they have a job. And they, if they can't, you know, have a work job to go to, then they're stuck down back in lockup. So if we can even offer them a job at like $1.50 an hour or something.
And see what their rates are, what they can, all the things that they have to offer. But as we go, we're only at the beginning of rainy season. So it's.
And we can also be looking at the around. I know that fencing, this is different, but cleaning up around the sediment ponds in different areas. Includes all of Charlestown.
And I'm with you. We really need a sign. I'm so tired of saying, "Yep, when you get to the church, if you pass the church, go up to the bridge and make a left." What bridge? Oh, you passed it, and you're on 40 again.
I don't have a lot to say, but I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Well, I've just been approached also. Was it Bladen that comes on down in the Conestoga? The homeowners right there by the footlong, especially the three houses. Every time a decent rain, and it doesn't come from the creek or the river, it comes right down the road. They're wondering if there's anything possible. And they mentioned possibly a hump on an angle that'll divert it right towards the creek when you come to the woods, because the water, it just comes right down the road and it just sets right there and floods. There's a garden right there.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
flooded all the time.
Right.
Yeah. And the two properties right next to it.
Right.
One street.
Right here.
So basically,
the bottom of the hill.
If you go turn into Market Street past the firehouse, right where the woods hit, if we could, what they're suggesting or asking, a speed pump that would be on an angle to divert the water right there. That's just where three people mentioned it to me, and I'm just bringing it out in the open.
Something to look into.
And something to look at the our stormwater plan, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I look at her gardens all the time and think, I'm so glad they're up a little bit.
She works her butt off on that.
To think about, you know, traffic calming could team up with stormwater management.
Yeah, there you go.
Thinking outside the box. No, I interrupted you. Rob and we had a meeting with DPW yesterday, and we're going to have open communications. One of the good things that came out of this, and I don't have a lot of info because it just is coming out, that in the budget for the county, Holloway Beach is being funded.
Yes.
For sewer.
For sewer?
Funding.
Oh, yeah.
To start the sewer project.
That's great.
They have 35% designed right now. So that's part of what this money's going to. They are going to be working on easements and all that, but the sewer is definitely going to be gone in within the next couple of years.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to happen
still,
today.
I know, but still.
They were trying to fight for the rest of the design to be done by this year, and hopefully, if everything goes well, start construction the final year.
Oh, that's awesome. Doing.
Okay. So
we need to start looking at annexation.
Well, there's other things. What we agreed on yesterday is we don't want to slow down the sewer issue.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay. Right. There's. We are going to be talking about our agreement because it's all messed up. It actually refers back to the 93 agreement on the 2006 agreement.
Oh my God.
It's not. It's not cut and dry. It is all over the place. We're going to be meeting monthly, bringing this up to the other ones that are on our board that will bring it out. But if you'd like to attend our next meeting, and what I said, I'd like to have open communication. I want it to be that we work together as a team, working on getting grants together. So because they need our help with the sewer plant and we need their help with some other things. So I think Holloway is good. So in a month, Brian's going to come up with a day. It'll be every other Monday because that's my day off. Okay. So in a month's time when that Monday off, and then after we get to that agreement, then we're going to meet quarterly so that we keep it going.
Right.
At the next meeting, it's not just going to be the director, deputy director, and the guys from over here at the plant are coming. Okay. So I'm offering that we'll send out the invite for you guys and things to think about. If you can't make it, that's fine. Just kind of let me know. This past time, I had a whole bunch of things typed up. And we agreed that there's going to be questions coming back and forth, we're not going to have those answers. Are going to be working on getting the electric brought up into the current century up at the water plant, and to get the meter up there that's going to be able to read things better. And we did tell them that. We also talked about the generators that are going to be on the pump stations. Mm-hmm. And they asked for Brian to get a hold of Mark about the SCADA so that it's into their system so that they know what's going on with it. Yeah. So I think we're headed in the right direction. I don't know where we're going with this, but I also think it's kind of silly that we have an agreement from 1993 and 2006. That the 2006 agreement says, please, they'll go 1, 2, and then like the third one is refer back to agreement in 93. So it needs to be more cut and dry. So I think it's great that we have started this and they're into it to talk more about things. Okay.
That's great. That
is
just wonderful news for that.
What else, Renee, and I heard, and I believe you caught on to this, you brought this one up. Anytime.
Oh, yeah, I did.
We had a fire.
I did bring that up. You're right.
And it was really, really smart. At any time the firehouse uses a fire hydrant or water,
We're billed.
Mm-hmm. We're billed sewer.
Because they're going by the water.
Water consumption.
So there needs to be something there to capture. This is what we're using at this time. Mm-hmm. Not have to.
And they said, you know, that's not in the agreement now, but it's something to.
Yeah. With the new meters and the new have something that could. And they said that they would have communication with us if they needed the water for their plant.
Okay.
So they were very.
Right.
Because the last time. It was a perfect storm. We were working on pump two.
Mm-hmm.
They turned it on because their pumps went down or their to get water. And it was on a weekend. So it was a perfect storm that, oh my gosh, the tower drained and everything just happened all at one time.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So they we're going to be talking more with them on that too, to see what their actual needs are, because they're hooked into us and we need to be able to help with that because they're the ones that do our sewer. So we need to have this mutual relationship.
Communication when they have to draw more water.
Yeah. And we don't run around looking for
big, huge, mystery leaks.
Okay. That's all I had to say. I'd like to open it up to our internet friends that are out there.
My granddaughter was waving.
Galaxy S22, I'm asking you to unmute.
I know who it is, please.
And how about iPad? I'm asking you to unmute if you have any comments.
It's a guy.
Okay, Galaxy S22. Mary, do you have anything? about Terry. Do you have anything?
Of course I do. Of course. I have all the things. First of all, I'm excited that you thought of me when you thought of Park Ranger, because I still want to do that. I'm excited to do that again. I hope that there are more people. Yes, go ahead. I hope that there are more people that can join me, so I'm not alone, because I have children. My husband's deployed. It would be nice to not have to do it by myself. I would also like to point out that I do activity logs. I do them. And I also would like to say that when I go down to the beach, if there's been a storm or there's been anything, I do rake up the beach. I do make sure that it is presentable before literally anyone gets there. Mainly it's just at Veterans Park, but there it's never gross when people get there, because I pick up the trash and I try to make it look pretty. But
thank you.
I have a headache, so I'm going to be done now.
Thanks, Terry.
But thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
Bye, Roro.
Hold on.
Good night, Roro. We didn't
all do right.
That this time.
Good bye, guys.
Brian, but we didn't do the timer this time. We're going to bring it up that we're going to do it this next meeting.
Okay.
About Tom, do you have anything?
Hey, good evening. You were talking about the state park, that you're having some vandalism problems. And Lou, I think that's a good thing to really like add local artwork to the stuff on there. But I would probably caution really doing any sound abatement stuff if there really isn't an issue, if somebody has a problem with something, like Rob said, if it's during regular hours, and Lou, you said you were there and you couldn't even hear it. I mean, if you want to fixate on something, you can, but if it's really not a problem, then it's really not an issue. And you know, we probably shouldn't spend time and resource on doing something that really doesn't have to be done. But, I like the thing about if we're having, you know, constant vandalism, let's make it look good.
Right. Tom, that's what I was saying, was I didn't really hear anything or any problem with the sounds. And unless we actually had a problem, we could look into something to fix the sound problem. The only problem we had was about the graffiti. And I still think we are coming up with a good idea to fix that. Yeah.
If it's an issue, make it an issue. But if it's not, you know, what we didn't talk too much, or you didn't say much about the speed humps or some way of slowing some people down. You know, that's a little bit more of an issue than something up there. So, I would say, redirect the efforts, any time or monies to doing something, whether it's painting lines or lighting up some street signs or something like that. That will have probably an immediate impact and stuff on that. And it's good. When you're bringing up some of the stuff with the water stuff, it's I see that the new council here, you brought up some issues that probably have been problems for years. And, you know, now they're getting immediately addressed. And that's a very good thing going forward. It's very good.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Traffic calming. We do have two permanent speed humps that we're going to be putting in down there, middle of Rosser Conestoga, between Bladen and Calvert, and then another one up on Caroline Street in between Bladen and Cecil. Mm-hmm. Ursula, I don't know. I'm going to ask you to unmute, but it doesn't look like.
I don't think she's there.
No, I don't know if you're there. Looks like you're either video or audio, nothing else.
I think she's not.
Yeah, it looks
there
like
was something else I wanted to say and I lost it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say something else after everybody's done and I lost it. It went away.
That's easy.
What does he that's going catch it? It went down Market Street. I want to thank everybody, first of all, that we are working together and we're keeping everything going. We're working it as a team. I think moving ahead with our infrastructure and everything that we're working on, I think that's going to help a lot with a lot of our even beautification on things. One thing that I would ask Brian, because I'm asked this, at least one meeting a month, can you put in our packets what grants have been applied for and what the status of them, what it is, and if they have been approved, what where are we at with it?
That's something, in addition to in future months, I'll say, like monthly reports, budget to actual, but also grant status.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we could include that.
Great. Is there anything that you needed to add?
No, thank you.
Enough, Kathy?
Oh, I got my 2 cents in. I'm good.
Okay.
2 cents. You want to change?
Is there a motion?
I make a motion that we.
I have to say it. What? Is there a second to that?
I second.
All in favor. Thank you, everybody, for coming. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.